This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is the Robert Lundberg Show coming to you live from the Quicken Loans Studios. National Mortgage Lender, Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. You know, it says in the intro, a week's worth of talking points. I think the thing that is still perhaps most interesting is what happened on Thursday night. You know, Thursday night football has not exactly been great historically, but that was an entertaining game on Thursday, and I never would have thought I'd say that about the Jets and the Browns, right? You see the Jets and the Browns on a schedule, typically you're like, yeah, I'm gonna have to ask you to not put that on. But the Jets and the Browns was very entertaining, especially once Baker Mayfield got into the game. And, you know, I did some stuff this week sort of poking fun at the Browns finally getting a win, you know, sell commemorative packages because the Browns finally got a win, like it's a championship, right? But it's a little harder to make fun of the Browns. It's a little harder to make fun of the Browns today because I think they do finally have their quarterback. And that makes like their win like less of a, oh my God, can you believe it? The Browns won. And more of a, hey, the Browns might be winning some more going forward. It would sound like hyperbole to say this, but Baker Mayfield is probably the best Browns quarterback I've ever seen already. I mean, seriously. Bernie Kosar. Shouts to Bernie Kosar. Because Bernie Kosar, when I was a kid, he was a quarterback over there. And he was fine. he's fine. And Baker Mayfield has not had a better career than Bernie Kosar thus far. But if I had to bet, would Baker Mayfield or will Baker Mayfield be better than Bernie Kosar? I'm going to go ahead and say yes. Bernie Kosar's top season with the Browns, he had 22 touchdowns, 9 interceptions, good ratio, not too many touchdowns thrown. He was, like I said, he was fine. A quality NFL starting quarterback. The question is, will Baker Mayfield be better than a quality NFL starting quarterback? And I believe he will. The guys since Kosar, bunch of bums. Like a litany of bums that have gone through the Browns. And Mayfield's, you know, sometimes you watch these guys and you have this question about, is it too early, right? I mean, it's super easy to ask that. It's super easy to make that your point when you're judging rookie quarterbacks. I mean, it's fair too, right? You don't have an evaluation on any of these guys after a game. Not even a full game in Mayfield's case. A couple games, a few games in Sam Darnold's case, right? So you can't make a full evaluation. But you can do the blink test. You can see, hey, does this dude do stuff that seems special or pops off the page? And let me use Sam Darnold as an example first. You know, the Jets have been looking for a quarterback like the Browns. Jets have been looking for a quarterback essentially since man landed on the moon. And Sam Darnold, like, I'm not saying he's bad, but the idea that he's special, I'm not sure I see that. I mean, I could see Sam Darnold. I was just talking about Bernie Kosar. I could just see Sam Darnold being a Bernie Kosar, a guy who's fine. But I don't know if he's special. I haven't seen anything from him that makes me go, all right, he's special. And maybe I'm prejudging him. Maybe, you know, he will improve. But I don't see the skill to that level that just pops off. Like, what does he do at that level that makes me go, whoa? Because Baker Mayfield has a kinetic energy. You know, forget posing with Tigers. Forget crotch grabbing. Forget any of the stuff that goes along with Baker Mayfield. And who knows if, you know, I don't know the dude. So I don't know. He could ruin everything. He could make everything better. I don't know. I'm just talking about on the field. Like, on the, some guys pop off the screen. And he has that unexplainable energy when he's in the game. Immediately, I didn't bet. You know, now I live in New Jersey, and sports betting is legal. I could just do it on my phone. It's pretty cool. And, you know, I've been doing, like, little small bets. I hardly bet in anything. I have doubled the money I put in initially, so congrats to me. But it's been mostly through small bets. And I'm trying not to get caught in this trap of betting because a game's on just to make it more entertaining, because that's not like the thought process. I should bet on what I think is going to happen. Not like, so I saw Jets Browns and I was like, I'm not touching. I don't know who's going to win this game. It could finally be the Browns win, but I'm not betting on the Browns. If I had known that Baker Mayfield was going to go into the game, I would have bet on the Browns. And the second he went into the game, I knew the Browns were going to win that game. You could just see it. You could feel it. And, you know, I can describe some of the things that he does that are translatable. And he's not a guy I have any doubts about. Right? I know he's going to make rookie mistakes. He's going to throw a pick six or something like that. He's going to have a bad game. But he's good. Like, I don't need to see more to know that. There are things he does that are of a different caliber than most other guys. He's decisive. How many times did he drop it and just let it fly? Let it rip towards somebody. He's decisive. He's elusive. He's not brought down easily in the backfield. He may not be, you know, a runner to the degree that some other guys, you know, are, but he is a guy that can extend plays. And he's accurate. You put those things together, and I think you got the real deal. So, like, of the young quarterbacks I've seen, the two guys are Patrick Mahomes and Baker Mayfield, in my mind, of the new class, if you will, that I think, all right, those guys are bona fide. The rest, eh, he's all right, but he's not real. I could keep the rap going if you want, but I won't. Baker Mayfield's good. He's good. He's going to be good. And he got the Browns win, which is a big deal, right? It's a big deal. I know Hugh Jackson said he's going to go ahead and watch the tape. I don't think he needs to do that. I feel kind of bad for Tyrod Taylor, who was just awful in that game. I mean, he was awful. But he's not that bad. He's like the definition of a replacement level quarterback, right? If he had dominant teams around him defensively and a great running game, maybe you can win with him. I mean, he did get the Bills to the playoffs last year. They hadn't done that in forever. So I feel kind of bad that he went out like that. Not only that he's concussed. And, you know, like, I don't want to glaze over that. I feel like we're all glazed. That's a serious brain injury, so I hope he's good. But beyond that, like, the idea of mocking him like he's disgraceful or something, I feel a little bad about. But you do watch Baker Mayfield play, and you do watch the Browns play earlier this year and with Taylor at the helm, and you do wonder how in the heck he was in there to start the season. I get it, veteran mentorship and all that, but Baker Mayfield's clearly ready to play, should have been in there, gave him the best chance to win. I'm not, you know, sold on their coaching necessarily, but I am sold on their quarterback. And considering it was such a big win and the Browns finally got a dub, and considering we're in the business of overreacting, and that's part of what we do and part and parcel to the game, I am going to ask you this, all right? You only get one of two choices. Will Baker Mayfield make the Hall of Fame? After seeing one game, if you had to vote yes or no, right at this moment, Baker Mayfield, Hall of Fame, are you voting yes or no? 855-212-4227, 855-212-4227. I know it's an absurd question to ask after one game. That's the point. That's the point of the exercise. But I think it's kind of fun. You know, you have to do it after one game. You got to vote yes or no. Is he going to the Hall of Fame? Let's ask the staff before I ask you guys. Anthony, Chris, which one of you wants to go first? I saw Chris make facial expressions, so maybe he can go first.
I'm a hard no.
A hard no.
A hard no. I mean, he played two quarters. I'm not anointing him Hall of Fame quarterback after two quarters.
Of course, no one should anoint him a Hall of Fame quarterback after two quarters, but we're projecting forward on his career. Anthony, what about you?
After, it was impressive, no doubt, but I would lean towards no at this point. Although, I was impressed. It was good.
I'll say yes. Though, if it's not in, caveat's always like injury, you could get hurt, or if he does something to self-destruct, I don't know. But as far as ability, I think he's got that kind of ability. Again, I think he and Mahomes have that kind of ability of the guys that I've seen. So I'm asking you, after one game, if you had to vote yes or no, will Baker Mayfield get into the Hall of Fame? And no is probably the right answer, right? Like, even if you had doubts about his ability, but like, you know, what I just said, anything can happen. There's so much you have to do to make the Hall of Fame versus so many things that could go wrong to derail your career. You probably should say no. But, you know, that's not as fun. That's not as fun right now. Got to vote yes or no. Will Baker Mayfield wind up a Hall of Famer? The one game Hall of Fame evaluation. It's sports talk radio. I can do that. 855-212-4227 at Robin Lundberg on Twitter. That's RobinLundberg. Got some other football stuff to get to. I want to ask you a little bit later in the show why we don't give the Steelers, you know, at least close to the same benefit of the doubt we give the Patriots. And some basketball. The Jimmy Butler situation. And I also think people are ridiculously, absurdly understating how good the Lakers are going to be. It's the Robin Lundberg Show here on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the Robin Lundberg Show.
You know, I got to say, for a city with the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, their theme song needs to be better than this. I mean, I know like this was, what was this, the Drew Carey theme song? Is that where it originated from? But it sort of became the Cleveland theme song. And if you got the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, might need to do better. I feel like I could write that song in a few minutes. And, you know, Cleveland has taken its fair share of lumps, so I won't mock Cleveland at the moment. I mean, they've still got some things. Shirtless J.R. Smith. And now Baker Mayfield. Baker Mayfield. Actually, I finally honestly believe the Browns got a quarterback. And I have no doubt he's good. Like, this is not one of those things I need to see more. No, he's good. Again, he's decisive. He's accurate. He's elusive. He brings a certain energy to the field. So, you know, he's got the skill set that pops off the screen. Pops off the screen. So in the business of overreacting, as we are, I'm not going to ask you if you think Baker Mayfield's good or if you think he'll pan out. I'm going to ask you if you think he's going to the Hall of Fame. If you had to answer right now, yes or no, Baker Mayfield will wind up in the Hall of Fame. Are you casting your ballot for yes or are you casting your ballot for no? 855-212-4227, CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line, 855-212-4227, brought to you by Geico. Great news, there's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance. How about Jim in Chicago? Jim, you're up here on CBS Sports Radio.
Morning, Robin. How you doing?
What's up, dude?
I got to go, yeah, and I love the question, but you know, as soon as he came on the field and he threw a few balls, I'm like, there's Drew Brees. We can draft Drew Brees for another 10 years in fantasy football, and he may actually be better. I think Brees is on his way to the Hall of Fame.
Well, he's definitely Brees is definitely on his way to the Hall of Fame. Yeah.
Yeah, I think a few things. He threw the bad ball where the safety came over and it almost got picked, and on the next drive, he threw probably a tougher ball to Landry down to the 1 yard line. And you talked about it before the break about his decision making. He was going there. He knew he could get that ball to Landry, and that's an intangible that some quarterbacks have. He almost threw a pick. He came in on the next series and threw a great ball, and they scored a touchdown, and they won the game. The fact that it was his first game, and I mean his first NFL experience, he's carrying the weight of being the number one pick in the draft for a perennial loser team, and you know, and he's you've got Darnold, you've got Rosen, you've got all these other guys, you know, that they've been talking about, and the kid comes out and plays two quarters and wins a game. Yeah, I'm going, yeah, Hall of Fame.
There it is. The first vote is cast. Baker Mayfield to the Hall of Fame. You mentioned Landry. You wouldn't even have known that Landry was in the game until Baker Mayfield came into the game. And then all of a sudden you're like, wow, Landry's awesome. Right? He's making these kids. And I'm not giving Baker credit for Landry being awesome. Landry would be awesome whether Baker was in the game or not. But if you're a receiver, somebody has to get you the ball. And Taylor just wasn't able to get the ball out quickly enough, wasn't throwing the ball downfield, wasn't being decisive about it. And if you're comparing him just like directly to Sam Darnold, he's better than Sam Darnold. I've been wrong before. I could be wrong again. It's early, blah, 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 blah. But I just don't see what Sam Darnold does at a level higher than Baker Mayfield. Anthony, you're a Jets fan, right?
Yes.
What do you think of that?
I mean, I don't know what to say. I mean, we've seen the guy play two quarters. I mean, we're going crazy.
You never. What, are we going crazy? I'm not going crazy.
Yeah, I go crazy by saying he's in the hole. He's going to be in the Hall of Fame.
I did not say that. I said if you had to. I'm making you. I'm forcing a hypothetical here. I mean, for effect. But
right, you said yes.
Yeah, I probably, I have to say yes to start the, you know, momentum going a little bit, but I'm talking about the Sam Darnold aspect of it. Do you honestly believe Sam Darnold is better or could be better than Baker Mayfield?
Absolutely.
Based on what?
Well, he has great football IQ. That's off the charts. That's been discussed. You talk about Baker. I mean, Sam Darnold has a great ability to extend the play. Was arguably the best in college at doing it, at extending the play. Again, the football IQ, I mean, he has a very good arm. Not the strongest arm, but the arm is good enough where he can make all the throws out there. I mean, that's not an issue for him. He's great. He's very calm, great under pressure.
He's fine. I don't think he's going to be Baker. I just think, like, there's just something different about Baker compared to, again, the two guys for me are right now are Mahomes. Of the young guys are Mahomes. Mahomes is, like, sick. The fact that he lets it fly down the field at that, at the clip he does. You know, he throws it.
I mean,
deep
Mayfield
down the field.
Is more outgoing. I mean, his personality just by nature. I mean, he just exudes that. I mean,
but there's something about his play that has that too. It's not just like I don't care about all the other. And maybe like I don't know. I know he got unfairly sort of cast as the next Johnny Manziel, and there were some legitimate red flags. Like I mean, I know he's a college kid, so it's not the end of the world. But you know, of all the things being, you know, totally publicly intoxicated to the point where the cops are involved isn't a great thing. I think we could objectively say that. But for the most part, I'm just judging it as far as what I've seen ability-wise, and I think he has special ability. You know, he doesn't even think before he lets it fly. He can escape from the lineman. He is putting it in windows that I don't see these other guys doing. It's the same, you know, Mahomes is different than Mayfield in the sense that he's a better runner. I love running quarterbacks because I think, you know, it's just something else that the defense has to worry about. And he throws it deep down the field. But those two guys, there's something about their decisiveness and something about their ability to extend the plays. And with Mahomes, he's blessed because he has weaponry, unlike most of these guys. He's been put into a great situation, and I think it's very likely he's the MVP this year. Baker Mayfield won't be that because of the Browns situation, but just by elevating the Browns to mediocrity, that's a heck of an accomplishment. But after one game, if you had to vote yes or no, Baker Mayfield to the Hall of Fame, where are you voting? 855-212-4227. Let's go to Jesse in Phoenix. Jesse, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio. Jesse,
yeah,
there?
I don't think so. How many times have all these young guys get all the praise and everything and then panned out to be nothing?
There has been hype. Look, I mean, if we were judging off of the first Monday night performance from Sam Darnold, right, he would have been in the Hall of Fame, right?
Well, I mean, one good game doesn't make you a Hall of Famer.
That I agree with. I think that is a fair statement. I would concur.
I'm just stoked about this Bears defense.
You probably should be. The Bears, I saw... let me tell you guys a quick story. I was trying to go to an event, and this is just a self-deprecating story tangent real quick, but the Bears reminded me of it. Monday night, I'm trying to go... I left the city. I live in right across the Hudson River, for those of you across the country. Hudson River on the west side of Manhattan separates New Jersey from Manhattan. And there's a ferry system. It's lovely. I take it into work every day. I was on my way back into the city. I'd gone home to take care of some things, watch my kids for a bit. And I was going back into the city for an event. And I go to get on the same ferry boat that I always get on, but it was leaving from a different slip, a different place at the station. So I check, or at least that's what the sign said. So I get on the boat that I think is the correct boat. And the boat, instead of going to the lower tip of Manhattan like I was planning, went straight across to Midtown, which is fine. That's, you know, I generally will just hop on a bike. I take a city bike. They're shared bikes and get to my place. But I was tired. I didn't feel like it. So I asked the guy, because this was not the typical route. Something was amiss. I was on my way off the boat. But I asked the guy, is it going to the station that I wanted to go to, which is Brookfield Place? I said, is this going to Brookfield? And he said, yes, third stop. So I sit back down, put my headphones on, I'm jamming out. And the boat takes a weird route that is just totally foreign to the route I take every day to work, but mind you. So I really should have, the alarm should have been going off. So I get to the second stop, which is Wall Street, meaning we've gone to the other side of Manhattan. And I'm going, this is really weird. I'll get off on the next stop no matter what it is. Worst case scenario, I'm back in Jersey. I just hop back on and come back over. We start leaving, and I'm like, where are we going? And I look at the possible destinations, and this has never occurred to me, but the place this boat was going was Belford, New Jersey. I know some of you might not have any idea where that is. I had no idea where that is. It's a 50-minute ferry ride. And we're in the middle of the river. You can't get off like you could. Like, if you're in a cab and it's going, like, I don't like this cab, let me out. If you're on a train, I'm getting off at the next stop. I'm out. A 50-minute boat ride. I go all the way over to Belford, New Jersey. I get out. The next one back. There was only one more back, by the way. I'm lucky. The next one back's not for an hour and a half. So I wait there for an hour and a half, and I take the boat back. I leave my apartment at 5:30 in the evening. I returned home at 10 o'clock. Totally missed the event and wasted 4.5 hours of my life doing nothing. But on the boat ride back, I saw some of the Monday Night Football game. They had it on, and I saw the Bears play. So that's how this is all connected. The Bears defense is good. I would like the Bears if I had any faith in Mitch Trubisky. But just like these, you know, I can tell you, just like looking at the skill set, Baker Mayfield's good. Patrick Mahomes is awesome. Mitch Trubisky's not good. He's just not that good. Sorry. I apologize, Bear fans. He's just not that good.
You're listening to the Robin Lundberg Show.
That beat is so mean still. Like, how many years later is that? This is, I mean, you're talking what? 91. Like, almost 20-something years. 20-something years. Stands the test of time right there. We'll see if Baker Mayfield does. And I'm asking you, after his first game, if you had to vote yes or no, will Baker Mayfield make the Hall of Fame? How are you casting your ballot? 855-212-4227. Let's go to Spencer in Fort Worth, Texas. Spencer, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio. What's going on?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Long time, this isn't the first time caller. I was just making a comment on Baker Mayfield. I believe if you go by what all the other previous quarterbacks done in their first game that has made the Hall of Fame, he's a shoe-in for it, I believe.
A shoe-in?
If you take in the fact that he had no time to practice with the first team offense, and they just kind of pretty much threw him in there, and he still did the way he did, that was awesome.
I mean, I can't disagree. It was pretty again, there's just something about the feeling, Spencer. what was it, 14-0 when he came in, or was it 14-3?
I believe 14-3, I believe.
14-3. And I just knew. As soon as he came in, thinking, oh, good, the Browns are going to win. And I was happy about it because I had this bit that I was doing on Friday at another place, and it was contingent on the Browns winning. So I was rooting for the Browns simply so that could come to fruition. And it was actually 14-0. So when he came in.
Okay.
So when Baker Mayfield came in, I knew they were going to win that game. And that says something about the energy he brought in and his ability. How about Dave in Boston? Dave, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio. What's going on, Dave?
Hey, how's it going?
Good, man. How are you?
That was only the Jets he was playing against. I mean, I think any other team in the league, give them a quarter or two, and they'll figure him out real quick. And I don't think he's a Hall of Famer.
So you think he's going to get figured out?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, Belichick alone will pick him apart, being from Boston and a Patriots fan at all. I just had to say that.
But, is he going
to
play all his games against Belichick, though?
No. But I'm just saying, in general, it was only the Jets, which is like the second worst team in the league, playing them. And he was impressive, but the other team wasn't an astute opponent.
I would say the Jets are not a great team. I couldn't agree with you there. I wouldn't call the Jets a great – man, I feel for Jets fans because they got like – and the Jets haven't – here's the problem with the Jets. They haven't been like the Browns where they've just been like utterly miserable. They've like put the Jets fans through this cycle where I don't know if I've ever seen a team get their fan base so excited to just then perform miserably immediately thereafter. Right, like the Jets smacked. I mean, I know the Lions aren't good, but they smacked them. They smacked them, and Jets fans are excited. They're like, Sam Darnold's the future, and then they go out and stink against the Dolphins. But in the process of stinking against the Dolphins, they're good enough in the second half.
That's harsh. They didn't.
It was 20-0 at halftime.
They came back in the football game. They had a chance.
That's what I was getting to. Then they're good enough in the second half to get their fans going, all right, they had a bad half, but this is more representative of where the team is. And then they lose to the Browns, who haven't won in 2 years. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to be mean. It was just, yeah, that's what the Jets have done. They've been good enough to, like, I mean, they've had some years of making the AFC Championship game a few years in a row. I mean, if you look at the Jets' record, it's not indicative of the way that they're joked about. But I think that's part of the problem is that they never have been good enough and they haven't been bad enough where they've just sort of tortured their fan base.
Plus, you've had a couple incidents here and there, like the butt fumble, stuff like that.
Dude, that's one of the funniest things I've ever seen in my life, still to this day. Like, I will always remember where I was when that happened. I was cracking up. what that reminded me of? You ever see the old Wile E. Coyote Roadrunner cartoons where the Roadrunner would like take a rock and paint like a sunny path on the side of the rock, and the Wile E. Coyote would run into the rock thinking there was a sunny path there. It was like somebody had painted a sunny path on the back of Brandon Moore as Mark Sanchez ran full on into him at top speed. Jake Jaceski is still funny. Still tweets in, nope, Baker Mayfield had some very questionable, inaccurate throws. Yes, he gave his team some hype, but that fizzle will fade over time. It'll be the same old Browns. He'll have an okay career, but no Hall of Fame and no Super Bowl on the Browns. Well, the Super Bowl is, I would bet it's more likely he makes the Hall of Fame than wins the Super Bowl, to be honest with you. It's only one team wins the Super Bowl every year. You can have a great career and not win the Super Bowl. How about Adam in Lansing, Michigan? Adam, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio. What's going on, Adam?
Hey, good morning. Just wanted to say I've heard your show a lot of times. I'm a truck driver. Love the show. First time caller.
Thank you.
Mayfield, is he a Hall of Famer? I mean, if he plays like he did against the Jets every game, yeah, you can. Let's match him up. Mayfield and Darnold were one of the top two quarterbacks. They were the top two quarterbacks in the draft. When the Lions went 0-16, they did that for a reason. They wanted Stafford, who was the top quarterback. Stafford came out his rookie season. They went like Oh, they won like what, 9 games their first game, I think, with the Lions or something like that. He exploded. But I agree with the previous caller. He did play the Jets. The Jets, they're not a great team, but they are a good team. They did put a whooping on the Lions, but Stafford had a, I guess you can say, a very horrible game. I was disappointed in Patricia not pulling him out after his third interception. But the Jets, they do have a good defense. He came out, and I think he took the Jets by surprise. They did not expect him to play as well as he did. And I think that's why the Browns won, because they were not expecting him. Now, in my opinion, I do believe Mayfield should have been the starter over Terod all day long. I don't like Terod. I don't think he's as good as everybody thinks he is. I think Mayfield should have been starting the season, and if he did, they probably would have won their very first game against the Steelers. They should have won that game. I mean, who ties in the NFL? And this year we have, what, 2 ties now? And that's crazy.
Ties don't really bother me. For a regular season game, it doesn't. Not something I get bent out of shape of. You know, same with soccer. It's like, all right, they tied. No big deal. Not like, I mean, if it was a playoff game and they tied, I'd have a problem with it. But a regular season game, I don't care. I don't care if they tied. There was something he brought up. Oh, you made a good point, though. The Jets' defense is good. So if you want to say it's just the Jets, well, the one thing that the Jets do well is play defense. And also with Baker Mayfield, for fantasy people out there, one thing I think with his return, obviously it increases Jarvis Landry's value, but I think it might increase Duke Johnson's value, who had like no value. Like, he was doing nothing. I think with Mayfield in there, you'll see more of Duke Johnson. I think he'll like that kind of player as his sort of check down outlet or safety valve at times. I think you'll see more from Duke Johnson now that Baker Mayfield's in there. How about Jeff in Miami? Jeff, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio. What's going on?
Hey, yeah, man. I think Baker Mayfield definitely is going to go
definitely
to the Hall of Fame. And just seeing after 2 quarters, in fact, just to rub it into the Jets fan you got on board there, he looked better at 2 quarters than Sam Darnold did in 8.
I think he's better than Sam Darnold. I'm with you there.
And here's what bugs me out, man. How does Hugh look at all of training camp and the preseason and come away with not starting Baker Mayfield, with starting Tyrod?
I'm with everybody. And even if he had started, I would have, if you'd started Taylor to start the season, I would have brought in Mayfield. You could see it last week, but if you're around the team, you must have known that Mayfield was a better player and had a greater ability. I think what Hugh Jackson suffers from that there is just like an old school mentality, you know, that you have to prove yourself and that, you know, the veteran should get the opportunity and you should bring the guy along slowly and all that stuff. And I think, you know, one of the things that football coaches, you know, for all their, and I'm not talking about Hugh Jackson now specifically, this is more broad brushstrokes. One of the things that football coaches suffer from this culture where they're always talking about being so tough, a lot of those guys are cowardly very often in their decision-making. They're always so much more scared of the possible negative outcome than they are of weighing the possible positive outcome. Like, the Giants coach, Pat Shurmur, I would have fired him on the spot when he didn't go for fourth and an inch. When they had they take the Saquon Barkley with the 2nd pick in the draft, and they have 4th and an inch, and he won't go for it. Like, and I'm not saying I'd fire him on the spot like as a rash decision. That's a philosophical problem. Like, I cannot have my head coach not go for it in that situation ever. Almost like there's almost no circumstances where at midfield and you need 1 inch, I'm not going for it and weighing the positive value of converting that over the negative value of not converting that. And I would have fired him on the spot for that. Sorry, dude. My coach can't do that. You got to go for it there. And Hugh Jackson, seems like a nice guy. But they were 1-31 or whatever it was going into 1-31 over 2 seasons, and you add in the first couple games. I know they were kind of trying to lose for a while there, but I can't have great faith in a head coach who was the steward for that record, right? How about Joe in Columbia? Joe, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio. What's going on, Joe?
Hey, how we doing?
Good, man.
So
how are you?
I think if you, I'm always good. I think if you go off the two quarters that you got to put Baker in, but I think what really helped was the fact that he was not the starter at the year beginning. So when Hugh puts him in, he's a 14-point hole. If he gets him out, it looks like a superhero. And if he doesn't, you know, hey, it was a good try, but, you know, he couldn't do it. So that's what my opinion is.
So, I mean, well, yeah, I mean, he was put in a situation. I don't think anybody would have crushed him no matter what happened there. But I think that what people are asking about, Joe, is it seems pretty obvious that he was their best bet to get that offense going and just the better player at that position. So I know he's a rookie and all that, but should that keep you from putting the better player in? It's not like he was sitting behind Brett Favre like Aaron Rodgers was.
Yeah, that's true. I just think, you know, it's one of those where you put him in a situation where there is no pressure on him. He might perform a little better like he did, and now the kid is already confident no matter what, but now I just think it's going to get him even more confident and have, you know, even more faith in his ability to get more wins for that team.
You might be right. And look, he might wind up making it so Hugh Jackson keeps his job. It might work out for everybody. And ultimately, like, look, that's not like a, like I was saying before, I lose my mind, fire on the spot, kind of like I'm heated about kind of thing. I would have had him in there, but it is only the third game they were playing. He's in there now. I can't imagine a scenario where he's not starting the next game. So, you know, that's one of those things I can get over. All right, you were a little old school in your mentality there. A little, you know, too reluctant to put him in. But he's in now. Let's see how you do with him in. And we'll go from there. Because I do think that the Browns are going to be taken more seriously by people with Baker Mayfield in at QB. The other big story in the NFL out of this week, the Pittsburgh Steelers. And I want to compare the Steelers to the Patriots for a second coming up next. I know they haven't done what the Patriots have done. No one has. But they've been just as close as about anybody else, right? They don't get anywhere near the same benefit of the doubt. It's the Robin Lundberg Show here on CBS Sports Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.